USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that censorship claims have been confirmed at Twitter with the release of internal documents revealing government officials from the United States and Twitter executives would meet weekly to collaborate on the narrative for the social media platform. Actor James Woods is planning to sue the Democratic National Committee for violating his constitutional right to free speech. His account was cut off. Kirstie Alley, the star of Cheers and Drop Dead Gorgeous, died Monday. She was 71 years old. Alley's children, True and Lily, announced the actress had died from cancer. As the United States Treasury Department issued a license to Chevron to drill for oil in Venezuela, Venezuelan dissidents are crying foul as President Maduro regime continues to engage in what are internationally recognized crimes against humanity. Former White House economic advisor, Republican Stephen Moore on Fox News, points out the obvious.
The United States has more oil, gas, and coal than virtually any other country in the world. Don't forget the cleanest coal, the cleanest oil and gas in the world. So if you're worried about the environment, why would you want to get oil and gas from Venezuela, which has some of the dirtiest energy, and not from the United States? So we have to become the energy powerhouse that we were.
The European Union and the United States' positions on China have come together due in part to Beijing's growing assertiveness and a partnership with warmongering Russia. The European Union declaring Beijing a systemic rival in 2019, but European leaders have been slower than the United States to shift their focus from economic opportunities to security concerns. Indonesia's parliament approved a new criminal code on Tuesday that bans sex outside of marriage with a punishment up to 1 year in jail. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The FBI out of Charlotte, North Carolina, are investigating two power stations that were damaged by gunfire in North Carolina, cutting power to tens of thousands of residents. No motive or suspect has been announced since the attack on Saturday night, but police are sure it was intentional. Some 35,000 people in Moore County are without power, and the damage could take several days to repair. It's election day in Georgia to determine the final Senate seat in Washington, D.C. The battle between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock will be resolved soon. New York City hate crimes continue to increase in the Big Apple. Victoria Idoni reports.
The New York City Police Department revealed Monday that anti-Semitic hate crimes in the city have more than doubled to 45 in November versus 20 in November of 2021. The 125% rise came the same month the artist formerly known as Kanye West unleashed a slew of comments online and in interviews, and Brooklyn Nets star guard Kyrie Irving was suspended and lost many endorsements for what's been called conduct detrimental to the team after sharing a link on social media to an anti-Semitic movie. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.